Unexpected Generation Loss Triggers Capacity Deficiency in ISO NE, written by John Lamson, and read by an automated voice. ISO NE declared a capacity deficiency on the evening of November 23 after an unexpected loss of generation left the region short of its operating reserve requirements. The timing of the generation loss, coupled with consumer demand being slightly higher than expected, meant other resources could not immediately fill the gap, the RTO noted in a recap of the event, adding that its highly trained system operators followed established procedures to maintain system reliability during the shortage period. The deficiency conditions lasted from 5:41 p.m. to 7 p.m. The hourly real-time LMP shot up from $111 per megawatt hours prior to the event to $865 per megawatt hours between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. The 5-minute real-time LMP peaked at $2,665/megawatt hours. ISO New England noted that preliminary information indicates the system event will trigger the region's forward capacity market pay for performance rules, which determine resources charges and penalties associated with their performance during deficiency events. This was the second capacity deficiency event of the year, the first occurred during a period of extreme heat on June 24. While the June event coincided with a peak load of more than 26,000 megawatts, the highest experienced in the region since 2013, the November 23 event coincided with a moderate peak of about 15,980 megawatts, which occurred around 5:45 p.m. This peak was about 270 megawatts higher than the peak forecast by ISO NE. While ISO NE does not identify specific resource outages, data from the RTO showed declining gas generation before and after the evening peak load. Gas generation dropped by roughly 1,400 megawatts between 5 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Meanwhile, nearly 700 megawatts of oil generation kicked in during the event. The two capacity scarcity events experienced so far in 2025 highlight what some market participants view as growing pay for performance risk in the ISO New England capacity market. ISO NE has experienced 8 deficiency events since the start of 2016, with 5 occurring over the past 3 years. An increasing number of capacity scarcity events, coupled with higher PFP rates implemented by ISO NE in recent years, could lead to higher capacity prices in future auctions if participants price increased PFP risks into their capacity offers.